Boxers work to get attention all the time, especially the greatest.
Yeah, you think I'm just talking, huh?
It's hard to talk.
You think I'm just talking, huh? And a glove in my mouth.
Yeah, right. It'd be hard to talk.
That is Muhammad Ali on the Mike Douglas Show talking to a guy named Chuck Wepner. They're promoting a fight that Ali would eventually win, but in a roundabout way, making Wepner famous, as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
Chuck Wepner is realistic about his boxing abilities. He cops at being a slow learner when it comes to the techniques and finesse of boxing.
I'm a brawler. You know, I'm a fighter. That's why people, I used to sell out every time I fought, because people knew they were going to get their money's worth. They were going to see a fight.
And that's what happened on March 24th, 1975, at Richfield Coliseum, just outside of Cleveland. It's Ali versus Wepner, and Wepner is big and slow and just taking these hits, and it's a humdrum fight, one where pretty much everyone involved knew who was going to win. For champs, the overmatched fight is sort of ingrained into boxing, says Michael Ezra, author of the book Muhammad Ali, The Making of an Icon.
That's how you don't get hurt. That's how you get paid. And that's how the sport functions best. So for Wepner to get to share in the revenue somehow is by the peculiar mindset of boxing, the hardcore capitalism where bodies are ground up for dollars. It's actually a great opportunity.
Great opportunity is kind of underselling what eventually happened. Because in the ninth round, after being completely outmatched, Wepner gets a swing into Ali's ribs and... Ali falls. There's some squibbling about whether or not Wepner tripped Ali rather than, you know, punching him down. But either way, it's on the books as Ali getting knocked down. Watching this fight at the time was a struggling screenwriter named Sylvester Stallone.
And for one brief moment, this supposed stumblebum turned out to be magnificent in the fact that he lasted and knocked the champion down.
This is from a DVD extra of the movie he wrote, inspired by Wepner, which, if you can't guess by now, is Rocky.
I said, boy, if this isn't a metaphor for life, his entire life crystallized at that moment. He will be remembered for all eternity, at least among the fight fans.
While Wepner lost that fight, Rocky went on to win Best Picture and become a huge franchise. Wepner got name checks, but didn't get an actual check from Rocky's success. He met Stallone and became fame adjacent, but mostly his life continued as a liquor salesman, cashing in on his hometown cred here and there. This includes boxing for charity, but also a decent amount of drinking and drugs and sex. He ended up suing Stallone in 2003, and it wasn't a decision he made lightly.
He didn't want to do it, Chuck.
Yeah.
Not at all. I said, you know what? Not for anything. You got to be kidding me.
This is Linda Wepner, Chuck's wife of 24 years, who finally convinced him.
And no offense to him. I mean, Stallone was great and all that, but come on, it's my husband. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with me, babe.
It was a quick legal process. They settled and stay relatively close to Stallone.
I wouldn't say kiss and buddy friends, but we're friends. You know, we're professionals.
And now Wepner has a movie he can call his own. It's called Chuck, starring Liev Schreiber and Naomi Watts, and it just opened. This movie version of him is a bit more mouthy, kind of a tough guy, but he's got a nickname that rivals Italian Stallion.
Yo, Bleeder!
What'd you call me?
The Bleeder, that's what everybody calls you, the Bayonne Bleeder.
The name, a reference to Wepner's skill at taking a punch, kind of stings the young movie Wepner. Today, in real life, he says it doesn't hurt as much. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.